This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Hurricane Maria is over U.S. territory now, Puerto Rico, with the eye wall due at the capital San Juan in about 2 hours. Rescue crews are searching for survivors after the 7.1 earthquake yesterday centered near Mexico City. Garrett Ingolia is VP of Emergency Response for AmeriCares, a Connecticut-based nonprofit that gets medical aid quickly into disaster zones. Thanks for taking a moment here with us.
Thank you, David.
Well, how do you, as a disaster relief outfit, coordinate all the moving parts?
Like any organization, we have limited resources, but also we prepare for this. Any response organization has to have the ability to increase its workforce quickly to meet the demands of one, or in this case, multiple disasters. So we put in place systems to enable us to do that.
Well, how's it work, Garrett? You have like warehouses with medical aid on standby that you can draw from. But once you get the word from Dominica or Mexico, how do you get the stuff toward the plane?
We do have a large warehouse with medicine and medical supplies. Getting the aid where it needs to go is one of the big challenges of all these disasters. Airports may be damaged, ports may be damaged. And so sometimes we have to use different methods to get supplies there. For example, we were able to work closely with the Federal Emergency Management Agency to bring some tetanus vaccines, which have to be kept refrigerated in a refrigerated container. We were able to fly them down to San Juan, where a FEMA representative met them and took the vaccines from San Juan to St. Thomas by plane. And they had rights to land on St. Thomas.
Disaster relief takes money, and individuals who donate to you, to AmeriCares and to others, may be confused about how best to help. They may be tapped out. I mean, do you also worry that they're running low on the emotional energy they need to keep paying attention?
I just encourage people to think about those who are in the path of this new hurricane, for example, or affected by the last earthquake. They need help. And we hope that people will be able to stay focused and stay interested and continue to contribute to organizations like ours.
Garrett Ingolia is VP of Emergency Response for AmeriCares, based in Connecticut. Mr. Ingolia, thank you.
Thank you so much, David.